So then what does it mean to live into the promises of our baptisms, especially once we claim those promises as our own? The Apostle Paul, in the reading that we heard Dawson read from Romans, says this: "Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, so that you may discern what is the will of God." Confirmants, have you ever bumped up against being invited to conform to the people around you? That never happens in middle school, right? No, not at all. You live day in and day out in a world that is eager to see you conform at any cost. The latest fads and fashion trends beg you to follow them. The constant influx of online content that's at your fingertips makes it really tempting to believe that you need the next best thing in order to be someone of value. And there's always pressure to conform to those around you. But through Scripture, God reminds us that in faith we can be transformed. Our minds can be renewed over and over again when we cling to the promises that became ours in the waters of baptism, long before any of you were concerned about conforming to the people around you. And there are so many ways that the world tries to tell us who we are. But meanwhile, God wants us to remember whose we are. Children of God, beloved and called to live in peace with one another. So Paul offers us a rather exhaustive list of ways in which we might try to live in peace with one another as one part of Christ's body, because all of us are shared together. And I have a confession to make. Those beautiful stars I gave you, they were lovingly pieced together, sitting on my desk, waiting to be glued, and they got knocked off and scattered to the four winds. And I spent a fair amount of yesterday reopening them, trying to piece together whose was whose, and I think I got it right. But I thought, there's a sermon in there, because all of us are mixed up together in this life of faith, right? The communion of saints that has accompanied each of you is together today to celebrate all of you and what God is up to. So even if someday down the line you open him up and you're like, who is Uncle Bill? Well, know that he was here at your confirmation in person or in spirit and loves you dearly. So we have this exhaustive list of what it means to be the body of Christ, to live in harmony with other people. There are tangible actions that each of us can take as we continue to live as people of God together, not just here in this space when we gather together to worship, but especially out in the rest of the world that is always trying to get us to conform. And so I wonder for all of you, but especially the front row, which of these things that Paul offers to us resonates with you today, especially as you prepare to affirm your baptism? He says, let love be genuine. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in affliction. Persevere in prayer. Pursue hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be arrogant. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Live peaceably with all. What might our life together look like if each time we witnessed someone conforming to the world's ways and were tempted to follow their lead, instead we were to remember this day when you affirmed your baptism? And let that memory lead you into an act of faith like loving someone who feels left out, choosing humility rather than arrogance, or living in harmony with someone even when you disagree with them. We of all ages, as the people of God, have both the call and the ability to hold fast to what is good. And not just when we gather here, but especially when we go back out into the world. We do so walking wet in our baptisms, following in Christ's footsteps, affirmed in our identity as children of God. As we witness these young people take the next step in their faith life, may we each be reminded of our own baptisms, of our own confirmations, of the promises made for us and the promises made by us. And may that lead each of us, so far as it depends on us, to live peaceably with all. May it be so. Amen. We'll sing together our hymn of the day, Morning Cry. In just a few moments, we'll invite family, friends, whoever wants to come for laying on of hands to come forward, but that'll be in a little bit once the confirmands are kneeling, so I will invite you forward soon. These people have been instructed in the Christian faith and desire to make public affirmation of their baptisms. Addison, Caden, Caitlin, Elise, and Maria. We rejoice that you now desire to make public profession of your faith and assume greater responsibility in the life of our Christian community and its mission in the world. Friends in Christ, in holy baptism, our Lord Jesus Christ received you and made you members of his church. In the community of God's people, you have learned from his word God's loving purpose for you and all creation. You've been nourished at his holy table, and you've been called to be witnesses of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, therefore, I ask you to profess the faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we baptize. Do you renounce all the forces of evil, the devil, and all his empty promises? You answer, I do. Together, there you go. And do you believe in God the Father? I believe God the Father. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. And do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit. As we pray together, the congregation can join in. When I end the petitions with God of grace, you will respond, "Hear our prayer." Rejoicing that Jesus is risen and love has triumphed over hate, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need of good news. Your Holy Spirit falls upon all who hear the word. Fill your church with the gifts of your Spirit and give understanding hearts to those who strengthen our commitments with ecumenical and interreligious partners. God of grace, hear our prayer. You speak and the face of the earth is renewed. Revive your creation that habitats and every kind of living thing might flourish. Protect endangered species and help us creatures. God of grace, hear our prayer. Your world is divided and the nations rage. Grant wisdom and vision to world leaders that they may seek justice, peace, and the good of all. Strengthen international partnerships and cooperation. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Your children are in need, dear God. Comfort all those who suffer, especially those afflicted by anxiety, depression, and mental illness. Help us to be conduits of your love in our care for one another, and bring healing to those that we pray for now by name.
Sandy. Mike.
God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Your work is done in this place with our hands. Bless the ministries of this congregation that we may embody your love for the world. Inspire Addison, Caden, Caitlin, Elise, and Maria to keep being the church together, being the church together for the God of the world. God of grace. Your blessed saints now rest in you, O God. Give us rest in you, O God. For those who have gone before us, for those who have gone before us. Especially today, we remember Deacon Dustin Kaufman laid to rest yesterday, and all the saints memorialized in the altar roses. At the last, bring us all together around your heavenly banquet table. God of grace, hear our prayer. Into your hands, most merciful God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your abiding love through Jesus Christ, our resurrected and living Lord. Amen. We'll move on to page 201, top of the page. You all have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God has made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear his word and share in his supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of our Lord Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth?
I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
At this time, I invite any family to come forward and stand behind your confirmand for the laying on of hands. So you might need to spread out depending on the number of people that come forward. Maria, why don't you come on down here? Elise, no. All right. Got enough space for everyone? Are we good? Okay. So I'll say a prayer for the whole group, and then we'll go one at a time and actually confirm them. We'll give people a little more time to come forward. And I ask, while they're gathering, take a minute, confirmation students. Look at the people surrounding you right now. Turn around and look at them. And give thanks to God for their presence here. Look at these people that have loved you into this life of faith. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, through water and the Spirit, you have made these young people your own. You forgave them all their sins and brought them to newness of life. Continue to strengthen them with the Holy Spirit and daily increase in them your gifts of grace, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, The spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. I invite the confirmants to kneel at this time, and your family and friends, as I come to you, I can try to place a hand on your head, your shoulder. You might need to place them on the shoulders of the people behind you just to be able to pray. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Addison Shea the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm her faith, guide her life, empower her in her serving, give her patience in suffering, and bring her to everlasting life. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Caden Kenneth the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in his serving, give him patience in suffering, and bring him to everlasting life. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Caitlin Sue the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm her faith, guide her life, empower her in her serving, give her patience in suffering, and bring her to everlasting life. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Elise Claire the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm her faith, guide her life, empower her in her serving, give her patience in suffering, and bring her to everlasting life. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Maria Grace the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm her faith, guide her life, empower her in her serving, give her patience in suffering, and bring her to everlasting life. Amen. I invite the families to return to your seats and the confirmants to stand and face the congregation as they welcome you with a little applause into the fullness of your membership in the body of Christ. The peace of the Lord be with you always. I invite you to stand as you're able and share the peace with those around you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. God's peace. Welcome. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. God's peace be with you. Peace be with you. God's peace. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Good to see you too. Hey, Bennett. Peace be with you. Getting ready for camp. It's coming up. Peace be with you. God's peace. Thank you. continue with our offering, collecting it out of the abundance that God has entrusted to our care. Please stand as you're able for our doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Merciful God,
our ordinary gifts seem small for such a celebration, but you make of them an abundance, just as you do with our lives. Use them for your glory and strengthen us in the risen Christ. Amen. On this day, we celebrate the risen Christ.
On this day, we celebrate resurrection in our lives.
On this day, we embrace the grace which reaches from the tomb.
On this day, we embrace the faith by admitting to love in action.
On this day, we shout Alleluia.
On this day, we shout Christ is risen. Alleluia.
On this day, we remember it was Jesus who introduced this meal to his followers. And even though Jesus knew he would be betrayed and deserted by those at the table, still he gathered with them. As the night lengthened, Jesus took a simple portion of bread. He gave thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And again, after supper, Jesus took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." May the Holy Spirit be poured out on this bread and cup as we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated as you prepare to commune. A couple instructions about communion here. We'll be serving continuously, so you'll come forward to receive the bread, the cup, and you can place your empty cup in the bowl on either side as you return to your seats. The outer rim of the communion tray is grape juice, so if you prefer that instead of wine, take from the outer rim, and you'll notice the color difference as well. And then if you need gluten-free wafers, we do have those in addition to the wheat bread. Here at Faith Lutheran, all are welcome at the table. It does not matter your denominational background or your faith affiliation. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. So come, all are welcome. This is the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. body of Christ given for you, remember how much Jesus loves you. The body of Christ given for you, remember how much Jesus loves you. The body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Oh, Jesus, to intuition. It's okay. Yeah, that's right. The body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. 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 This is the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. 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 This is the body of Christ given for you. 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 Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. 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 This is the body of Christ given for you. Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Does he take communion yet? No. Remember how much Jesus loves you. We're not sure. The body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. 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 This is the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Remember how much Jesus loves you. the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. Remember how much Jesus loves you. The body of Christ given for 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 you. Yeah, you can switch with Dawson. This is the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. 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 This is the body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you.
The blood of Christ shed for you.
The body of Christ given for you.
The body of Christ
given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. 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 The body of Christ given for you, the body of Christ given for you. And the blood of Christ shed for you. And now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us pray. Thank you, divine crafter of the table, for fashioning us a holy meal that unites us with the whole body of Christ. Send us into the world resurrected, refreshed, and ready to share Christ's unconditional love. Amen. The God of resurrection power, the Christ of unending joy, and the Spirit of Easter hope bless you now and always. Amen. Amen. We'll sing together our sending hymn, Go My Children with My Blessing. Go my children with my blessing never. Forgiven, at peace and
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Go in peace. Tell all God has won.
Thanks be to God.
You've been listening to the Faith Lutheran Church services on Real Country 1430. If you would like to support Faith's radio ministry with WRDN, send checks to Faith Lutheran Church at 1032 Prizel Street, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. For more information, you can call Faith at 715-672-8107 or read about them on realcountry1430.com. This is Sunday morning on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Real Country 1430 WRDN Durand, Mondovi, Pepin. The entertainment you want, the information you need.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using hair volume from New Nordic. Look for hair volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Yeah, I've been throwing down the whiskey. I ought to get my money back. Someone said it drowns a memory. Shooting doubles like it's nothing, all but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 90 to 100, feel like nothing's gonna cut it, that's the hard truth. Yeah, I need something you prove. Oh, I need something. Shutting them down, yeah. You never ain't not around, yeah. Don't matter what time, what town, I can't get you gone. Turn the bar, yeah, upside down. Just looking for something that does it. I give them all my money, ain't nobody selling nothing. You prove something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 90 to 100, feel like nothing's gonna cut it, that's the hard truth. Something wrong, 'cause I've been working hard to fade your memory, baby, but the only thing faded is me. I need something you prove. something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 90 to 100, feel like nothing's gonna cut it. That's the hard truth.
Plum City Wolves, from all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down to the Oasis. So I've got friends in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Slip on down to the Oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
Winnikins keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. That every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. Yes, it did. I think about the years I spent just passing through. I'd like to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God bless the broken road that led me straight to you.
Keeping your music fresh with Florida Georgia Line and Vince Gill just around the corner.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Mother's Day will be here before we know it. Stop at O'Galley Cheese for a wonderful present any mother would love. Choose from their selection of jewelry, candles, wines, and of course, cheese to make a gift box that mom can enjoy. Call the store at 715-283-4211 to place your order today. An O'Galley Cheese gift certificate makes a great gift too. O'Galley Cheese, located north of Durand on Highway 25, open 7 days a week.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Moments like making my kids my famous meatballs mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Other than a little patchy fog, we'll see tons of sunshine, lower 70s, and light winds across the area. Tonight, clear skies, mid-40s. More clouds on the way Monday. It will be breezy with highs in the lower 70s. Some showers and storms Monday night. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. It's 63 at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hammer and a nail, stacking them bales. I'm dog tired by the 5 o'clock hour, but I'm ready to raise some hell. Jesse's getting ready.
I just heard a country hit this big. Real Country 1430.
Outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine, the rain. I don't feel no hurt at all. Unless you count when teardrops fall, I tell the truth except when I lie, but it only hurts me when I cry. You couldn't tell it by the smile, but my recovery took a while. I worked for days and nights on end just to walk and talk again. You can't believe the time of day to heal a heart once it breaks. The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine of the rain.